Previously on Algoa FM.
The South African Revenue Service collected 1.855 trillion rand in the fiscal year through March, and that's almost 9 billion rand more than National Treasury's revised estimate of 1.84 trillion rand in its March 12 budget. Personal income tax grew by 81.8 billion rand, or almost 13%, partly due to above inflation growth in pay-as-you-earn income in the finance and community sectors, and gains from the introduction of the two-pot pension system, which saw 12.9 billion rand withdrawn from funds. Corporate income tax rose by 6.5 billion rand, or 2.1%. Trade Minister Parks Tau will seek a meeting with US authorities on auto tariffs. The estimated $2 billion in vehicle and auto parts exported to the US could be hard hit by the planned 25% tariff hike announced by Donald Trump. And it's a proposal by Action SA that might save the day for budget talks within the Government of National Unity. The said proposal blocks the 5 percentage point VAT increase and creates tax relief through the adjustment of tax brackets in line with CPI. It also gives Treasury 30 days to review the budget. While the DA was unhappy, six other parties voted in favour, and it heads to Parliament today for a final showdown. A turnaround on the markets on all counters saw the JSE end yesterday's session firmly in the positive. The All Share was up 1.5% to 89,951, and the Top 40 up 1.4% to 82,573. It's Liberation Day, and a wave of uncertainty hit Wall Street yesterday with no clarity as to what Donald Trump will announce about trade tariffs. The Dow ended flat, the S&P 500 up 0.4%, and the Nasdaq ended up 0.8%. London's FTSE was up 0.6%. Asian markets mostly positive this morning, with Tokyo flat, Hong Kong up 0.2%, and Sydney up 0.2%. The Rand under pressure from budget talks at 18.47 to the dollar. It's 23.88 to pound sterling and 19.95 to the euro, losing some ground to 107.98 to the dollar. Gold is at $3,127. Platinum at $1,009, Bitcoin at $84,773, and a barrel of Brent crude, $74.57.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.